It's time for the Inside Success Show, an inspirational hour that searches for the simple secrets of success in real-life stories of people who have felt the pain of failure and have gone on to great achievement. Here's your host, Randy Gilbert and Dan Argiro.
Hi, this is Randy Gilbert. Welcome to the Inside Success Show. It's an action-packed hour with exciting guests who share their inside stories of real-life moments and humble beginnings, and more importantly, who give away powerful inside success secrets, tips, and strategies that you, our listeners, can use right away to bring success and abundance into your own lives. It's been said that what you experience in life is merely a reflection of what you think about most of the time. Well, today we are privileged to have an expert on using our inner thoughts to help guide us to the life of our dreams. Vic Johnson is the founder of the websites asamanthinketh.net, goals2003.com, mp3motivators.com, and jimrohncoaching.com. He is a true-to-life, rags-to-riches story. He started, as most of us do, with nothing, and then went downhill from there, until he came across a little book written by James Allen that changed his life. Vic's discovery of As a Man Thinketh has been a rediscovery of the foundational principles of the modern personal development field. He now helps thousands of people understand that they are in total control of their own destiny and shows them how to dramatically turn their lives toward an exciting direction. Vic has become a master at providing resources that lead people to higher levels of success and happiness. Vic, welcome to the Inside Success Show.
Well, thank you, Randy, and what a glorious introduction that was. I wish my mother could have heard that.
Well, we'll send you a CD of it, and you can send it to her. How about that for a Christmas present?
Sure.
Well, Vic, thank you very much for joining us on the show. It is truly an honor, and we've been looking forward to it and for a long time, and pumping up our listeners with all kinds of things that they could get from this show. And so we are just excited to have you. Let's start off, though, with sharing with us some inside stories, possibly from your earlier days. I know that your life had taken a turn for the worse in the early 90s. Can you just share a little bit about that with our listeners?
Well, sure, Randy. Kind of like the parable about building your house on a solid foundation. I had built my house on sand.
Oh, no.
That foundation gave way in the early 90s. And, you know, I went through 3 or 4 years probably as bankrupt as a person can be without, you know, I mean, I never really filed financial bankruptcy, but I was bankrupt emotionally. I was bankrupt spiritually, you know, financially. I was evicted. My family and I were evicted from our home. I lost an automobile. In fact, ended up driving for about almost 2 years a borrowed automobile. That's what, and it was 20 years old. And so we went through a period of time where we had to really evaluate the you know, we were forced to evaluate how we had built our life and, weren't happy with it. And, you know, I think probably the experience was not one that that I would choose to do, but it certainly is one that has contributed tremendously to the success that we've had because it offered some things and insights into how to build a home on a solid foundation that probably wouldn't have got otherwise.
Well, and that's probably something that you don't look fondly at, but it really has been almost like a mistake that you've needed to learn by.
Well, you know, and the funny thing, I heard someone say one time, there are no mistakes, only lessons.
There you go.
And so I kind of look at all the things that led up to that as lessons. You know, I had achieved some early success as a young man and pretty big success. Again, built the wrong way, wrong foundations, wrong principles. Shortcuts, those kind of things. And so I could look back and think that the 20 years that led up to that was a big mistake or a series of a lot of big mistakes, or I could look back and see it as a series of lessons which had to happen, which had to take place in order to get where I'm at today, in order to do what I'm going to do tomorrow. See, everything that you've experienced up to this point in your life has prepared you for what you're doing now and has prepared you for what you're going to do tomorrow.
That's perfect. Yeah, and that is something that now with that kind of information we can pretty well make a very serious judgment as to what should we do next. And speaking of that, let's talk about this book, As a Man Thinketh. It has changed your life, as you say. How were you actually introduced to this book?
Funny story about
introduce
how
introduce the author to us too, if you could.
Very funny about how I was introduced to that, because I was at a seminar in about 1994, I think, 94, 95, and because I was in a searching mode, Randy. I was destitute. I was ready to find something, anything, to change the condition that I was in. And I was going to all kinds of seminars, listening to tapes, reading books, et cetera. And I was at a seminar, and a guy named Charlie Tremendous Jones, who is just one incredible guy, he's in his 80s now, but Charlie is a motivational speaker, been around for many years, big, big old guy, and a very, very booming voice. And Charlie's specialty has kind of been, he believes in books, and he says that really you are today a result of the books you've read in the last 5 years and the people you've met. And you stop and think about that, that there's a lot of credence to that.
Absolutely, believe that.
At this seminar, Charlie had a big bag of books, and it was, I must have been 40 books in that bag that he was selling for a really cheap price, I thought. And there were a couple of books in that bag that I wanted, and I felt like that I could probably justify buying the whole bag just for those couple of books. So I bought it, took it home, took those books out, read it, and just, you know, kind of ignored the rest, and ignored them for several years, as a matter of fact. And eventually made my way through that bag and came across this little book, and it was actually a book that Charlie had produced, which had Acres of Diamonds, along with As a Man Thinketh, along with The Kingship of Self-Control, which is another old-time great book. Mm-hmm. So those three books together were in one book. I picked it up. I opened it up. I started reading. It was early in the evening. I could not put it down. I read it the entire book the first night. It's not that hard to do. It's not a big book. But I read out early in the morning. I got through with it. And it was it was what I needed at that particular point in time. The old saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, that was true in my case, because mm-hmm. I was ready to read what James Allen had written. And what's amazing is that a guy who lived 100 years ago, who lived across the sea, we don't have any evidence that he ever came to the States. He was in the UK. He died an early death. He was not even 40 years old. Not even 50 years old when he passed away. And but a guy that lived that long ago could influence me and millions and millions of other people with just a few words, because it's not, like I said, it's not a very big book. And it was certainly one that changed my life. It opened my eyes up to the reasons why. I finally had something I could put my finger on why everything had happened the way it had happened. I finally understood why I was in the situation I was in. And once you understand why, sometimes it's an inspiration to move forward, because you believe perhaps you change some things, then you can change the outcomes. And that's exactly what happened.
So it was like just a revelation. I mean, you know, he left you behind a legacy that basically revealed yourself to you.
Absolutely. And then I turned around, and a couple of days later, I read it again. The first time I went through it, I highlighted it in a yellow highlighter, I think. The second time I went through, I had a fluorescent yellow highlighter a couple of days later. And about three or four days after that, I know within a period of about 2 weeks, I read the book three times. I had a different color highlighter each time. And the book was a mess when I got through with it after three times. In fact, I still have it. And it's just amazing that this little book could have so much wisdom. And each time you read it, you're going to see something you didn't see before. You're going to understand something about yourself you didn't understand before. And that's because you change between each reading. You know, you change a little bit, so that each time you read it, you're reading it with a different consciousness. You're reading it from a different understanding than you read it the first time.
That's great. Yeah. The book itself, did you buy the rights to that book? Because I give it away for free, and you gave me the right to do that. Is that something that you bought?
Well, no, I didn't, as a matter of fact, and I didn't give you the right to give it away. You can't give away the right to something that you don't possess the right
okay.
to. What I gave you the right to give away was a special edition that we had produced, and you know,
right.
you did a nice introduction to it, as a few other people have done, and but it's a book that was published in 1903, I think, was the year 1903, 1904.
Okay.
And since it was published prior to 1923, that book is in the public domain, as are all books published prior to 1923.
Oh, okay.
What we did was we took it out of the public domain, we cleaned it up. You know, we didn't change the meaning, or we didn't edit, we didn't do any of that. We did in a few cases where the words were really old English, where they made no sense at all, you know, to in modern language. We did adapt there, but we made very, very few changes to it. And obviously, as the title and as you see, as you read through it, we didn't change the references to, you know, all to as a man thinketh rather than as a woman thinketh. And if it were written in contemporary times, it would be gender neutral.
Right. Right.
But it's not, and we didn't change that because we didn't want to in any way, you know, do anything to the work that he had produced. We know that most people will understand that 100 years ago, that was the current culture at the time and that things have changed. But, yeah, we didn't have the rights to it. We just simply, it touched our lives. We investigated trademark law, copyright law, found
mm-hmm,
out that
mm-hmm.
we could do that. We, like I said, we dressed it up. We did some, added some things to it, to the delivery of it, and then we offer it to people as a free download.
Yeah. Well, I've given away thousands of copies for everyone who's subscribed to the Proactive Success e-zine, and in fact, even for this show, everyone who subscribes to the Inside Success newsletter, you know, gets a copy of it, and I've meant every word that I, you know, said in the endorsement and, you know, in the introduction. So I totally believe in it. But tell me, do you have any idea maybe how many copies have been given away? I mean,
I have no idea. You know, I personally, we at our site, we've given away over 150,000 copies of it.
Oh gosh, that's amazing.
You know, but there's folks like you that we're joint ventured with or friends with or whatever who've given away thousands of themselves, and then we know we've got people who download it from us and turn around and give away,
mm-hmm.
you know, hundreds of copies. So what the ripple effect has been, I have no clue, but it obviously it's reached, it's had some reach.
That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. Wow. Yeah. Well, you say that he has influenced, that James Allen has influenced through this book primarily, a lot of people like Earl Nightingale, you know, founder of Nightingale and Conant. Are there others that you believe he's influenced that way?
Well, I mean, I could tell you today virtually every big name in the personal development industry has made a reference somewhere to As a Man Thinketh and
uh-huh,
its influence
uh-huh.
on him. Paul Meyer, who's been around, Paul Meyer has sold more audios, personal development audios, than anybody in the world. Paul Meyer said it's one of the top five books of all time that he's read. Mark Victor Hansen, who wrote all the Chicken Soup books, says
mm-hmm.
he's read the book 25 times. Dennis Whately says that growing up, when he read the book next to the Bible, it's the most important book he ever read. Jim Rohn makes references to it. John Maxwell makes references to it. Bob Proctor probably understands As a Man Thinketh better than anybody on the face of the earth, and he is constantly teaching on it. In fact, he has a conference call this evening, a couple hours from now, in his coaching program, and he will be covering, during an hour, he'll be covering As a Man Thinketh in his coaching program. When he's got a $5,000 a year coaching program, and he thinks the most important thing you can do in his coaching program is start off with As a Man Thinketh. So that's what some of the people in personal development think of it.
Well, that is absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Well, let me just take a little bit of a break here to others who have joined us on the show, that this is Randy Gilbert, and I'm on the Inside Success Show, and we're sharing some inside stories and success secrets with Vic Johnson. He's the founder of various websites, and asamanthinketh.net is the one that we've been discussing right recently. And if you have an opportunity to go to the Internet even now, please do that and check out the book, and you can download it for free. He's begun giving us away powerful success strategies, so don't go anywhere. Stay right here with us.
This is Randy Gilbert, and I have an incredibly powerful inside success secret for you. Highly successful people share a common belief that they need the help and cooperation of others. That is why my friend Michael Angier created SuccessNet. SuccessNet is an information-packed online resource, and I have no hesitation in saying I just can't imagine living without it. Best of all, it's free. Join SuccessNet by typing in theinsidesuccessshow.com and then clicking on the SuccessNet logo.
Let's return to the path to triumph with the Inside Success Show.
Vic, when we talk about the book, you know, that James Allen had written, and he had written others, but the primary thing that I have taken from it, and I'm sure that there are others that, you know, have really seeped down into my soul, but it's one of the things that he said I recall was the inner garment of character and our outer circumstances all come from our thoughts. Can you translate that for us as to how you use that kind of thinking to create success?
Well, there's a couple of ways that, you know, whatever connects with a particular individual as to how they can look at that. Earl Nightingale, you know, he became famous. He's kind of the father of modern day personal development. He was the first author ever to have a personal development audio go platinum.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the early 60s, late 50s, early 60s.
Which is what started off his company, the Nightingale and Conant Company.
It's what started off his
yep.
company, and it was an album called The Strangest Secret.
Mm-hmm.
And The Strangest Secret is you become what you think about. And so I think in looking at Allen's philosophy, basically that's the gist of it. James Allen says a man is literally what he thinks, his character being the complete sum of all his thoughts. And, you know, I was on a conference call last night and heard Mark Sheeran say, "Are you thinking about what you think about?" It's very simple, but it just struck me like, you know, are you thinking about, do you spend any time at all thinking about what you think about? Because you think all day long. You think, mm-hmm. you know, millions and millions and millions of thoughts go through your mind every day, but are you really thinking about what you think about? The old concept of sowing and reaping, whatever you sow, you will reap. James Allen says that's what thought's all about. Whatever you sow into your thoughts, that's what you're going to reap in the physical. Whatever happens in the interior of your thought world and in interior of your world, that's what's going to manifest itself eventually into your outer circumstance, what's going to show up materially in your life. And that is the crux of as a man thinketh. It was based on the proverb, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And that's, Allen wrote 20 books. This was the second book he wrote. He didn't think it was that good. In fact, his wife had to convince him to publish it. And we don't remember the other ones. I mean, I've read six of the other ones I have. I sell some of the other ones on our site because they're really good books. But, you know, he had to be convinced that this book was worth publishing, and it's just touched so many lives. It's hard to imagine where our world would be had he not published it.
I totally agree. That is right on. Well, not all thoughts are good thoughts, and that's, I think, what you were really alluding to is are we thinking about what we're thinking about, and how do we discern which things are good from bad? But give us some kind of a formula of how to know which thoughts possibly are getting us into trouble and how to avoid them.
I don't know that there's a formula, you know, as such that you lay down, because
okay.
I think each person goes through the process differently. Just like some people learn through visual, some people learn through auditory senses, some people learn through feel, sense, touch, etc. The bottom line, Randy, is that you ought to have control of your thoughts. What we don't do is we don't control our thoughts. We allow things to come in. Someone makes a statement to us that is a negative statement, and we assume that that's true.
Mm-hmm.
We accept that as true. How many people, I mean, Albert Einstein was told, he flunked math, was told that he'd never make it as a student and that he should pursue other things. Now, Albert Einstein had control over his thoughts. He could either accept that as true or he could reject it. He rejected it. But there are many, many, many people in this world who were told the same thing who accepted it. So it's not so much, I think, a formula as being in control, as you deciding, what am I going to think about? What am I going to allow myself to dwell upon? And that's, it's not the thoughts that, that come in our mind and they're fleeting and there's, you know, we all have those. They're negative thoughts and they're only there for a short time and away they go. It's not those type of thoughts we're talking about. It's the thoughts that we dwell on.
Okay. The ones that you sort of start to believe then.
It's the things that we start to internalize. You know, the first thing happens is something happens to our car. And it was already a tough month. And we already weren't sure that we were going to be able to make it through the month on what we had financially. But something happens to the car, and it's the 20th of the month, and now we start creating all kinds of thoughts about just how bad the month's going to be. When in fact we have control over that thought, those thoughts, and stopping there and not allowing ourselves to think in that way is really what it's about, more than a formula. It's just being in control.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, one of the things that we did, especially for our children, is to always say things that we knew would help them in believing the right things about themselves. You know, whether it was, just saying, I love you, which is, something that everyone should be doing, very often, or just, I would say, Michelle, you sure are a pretty girl, or you guys sure are smart, things like that, and I think that really, my children, I brag about them all the time, of course, but they really are in the exceptional scale when it comes to their own self-esteem.
Right. Well, it's because what they heard from other people, first of all, you're carrying on this conversation with yourself all day long. And what you've heard from other people, you internalize that. You either accept it or you reject it. If you accept it, you begin to tell yourself that. So your children have heard that. They've heard from other people that they are people of value, that they're worth something. That's what they've told themselves all the time. That's exactly the way they feel. And the counter is true, and that's what happens with a lot of people who end up in prison, who end up leading lives that are so far removed from where they were headed, just simply because they heard some things, they internalized those, they accepted them, those became their dominating thoughts, and that's what they told themselves.
Yeah, that is what I've heard, and I have done a little bit of jail ministry, but I've talked to quite a few others that have, and they say that it's almost everything of what the parents had said when the person was younger, that almost destined them to be incarcerated.
I have done some jail ministry as well, and you can, if you ask someone point blank what influenced them, what caused them to be where they're at, very, very rarely can you ever determine the real cause, because a lot of people don't know. But if you're just around someone long enough, it'll come out in their speech, it'll come out in what they say, it'll come out in the way they talk about themselves, and then you begin to realize that they don't have any self-worth, that they don't feel any value at all. And you can tell by the things they say, probably a lot of times of what the source may have been, whether it was a parent or whether it was a teacher or whether it was, playmates or whatever it was. But it's amazing, and if you listen to somebody long enough, they can tell you, they will tell you subconsciously and unconsciously exactly the way they feel about themselves.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Well, let's look towards another one of your websites, Goals 2003, and it's something that is meant for, from my understanding, to help those looking towards setting goals up for this next year, achieving those goals. Give us some of the secrets to what's behind this site, how to help people to achieve their goals this next year.
Randy, that's always been one of the biggest struggles that I've always had, and I think many, many years At this time of the year, I would have high expectations for the next year. I would be in a planning mode, in a goal creating mode. I would be ready to move forward, and then I'd get into the new year, and things wouldn't go the way that I thought they should go, or the way I wanted them to go, or whatever, and I would get distracted, and then I'd turn around in March or April or whatever, and realize that my goodness, a third of the year's gone by. What happened to those goals? In fact, it's been so long that I can't even remember what the goals were. So it is a subject that is very near and dear to my heart because I've struggled with it so long. And a lot of times and the things that we struggle with are the kind of things that we can help others with, you know.
100% agree. That's great.
But Goals 2003, it's a couple of different things. First of all, primarily it's a coaching program. And I feel like that a lot of people can get written goals to a point, and sometimes it's not that it's that structured, that it's that organized. It's that you've done something, that you've taken a step, that you've put it in writing, that you've given some thought to it, that you're now focused on it. But so much of the time, people go through this period we're in now, December, first part of January, and they go through the process. But when the process is over, They don't end up with a set of achievable goals, a set of inspirational goals, mm-hmm. a set of goals that can take them to where they want to be. Because they don't have the most of it. Let's face it. Who taught us that? Where did we learn it? I mean, most of us. I never had a class in it.
No,
I went to
no.
school for a number of years. No one ever took the time to, you know, when I was employed by, you know, other than self-employed, when I had an employer, never had an employer that sat down and taught me how to do it or gave me any tools to know how to do it. So we have more of a hands-on type way to do it. We're going to walk you through the process. We're going to escort you all the way through. We're going to be your accountability partner. We're going to get you set up. Our goal is to get you set up with a plan so that on January 1st you can explode off the start line when the gun goes off. 95% of the population, sometime around January 1st or January 2nd, they'll kind of yawn, scratch their head, and put the remote control down for a minute and say, you know, I need to jot down a few resolutions. And it'll take them the whole first week of January to do that, and they're not ready to go on January the 1st. And then things kind of happen, and they just never get off the start line.
Mm-hmm.
So my belief is you ought to be ready to go. First thing in January, you ought to be, you know, off of the start line. So what we're doing is we've got a number of downloadable materials by folks like Bob Proctor, by folks like Jim Rohn, workbooks, et cetera, that we walk you through some information in that area to get you prepared to go through a goal planning session the very first part of January so that your mind's already there when we get started the 1st of January. We don't have to get you up to speed or get you ramped up that you're ready to go.
Fired up and ready to go, huh?
Yes, sir.
That is perfect. Yeah, you also, in talking about the goals, have sort of a procedure, though, of you know what you do first, what you do second, what you do third. Can you give us just a little bit of insight for that?
Well, I think basically it's four simple steps, you
okay.
know, and you can make it as complex as you want to make it, or you can make it as simple as you want to make it. But what you're going to do in any kind of goal setting process is you're going to go through four basic steps. And the first step, and the step that people should be in right now, is what I call evaluation and reflection.
Being honest with where you're at, you mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, how in the world can you decide where you're going if you don't know where you're at?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you got to look back and say, where am I at? You know, do some reflection, do some evaluation. Where am I really at? What have I really accomplished? And you got to be honest, but you know, you should be optimistic. You should recognize and psychically reward yourself for some achievements. And everybody's got achievements, regardless of what they may think. They've achieved some things that others haven't, that they could not have done had they not been motivated to do so. Evaluate. Reflect, where am I at now? Second thing is, then sit down and really, and this is the part I think most people don't do well, select, create some goals and some dreams that are going to inspire you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't pick a goal because you think that that's how much money you should be making next year, or you think that this particular goal would be right for you, and certainly don't choose the goal because you've achieved it before, and do not achieve the goal because you think, and let me just say this, Bob Proctor teaches this. This was very eye-opening to me. He says, people set three levels of goals. He said, you can break it down into A, B, and C. He said, A-level goals are the goals we set that are things that we've achieved before.
Okay.
In other words, we know we can accomplish them because we've done it before. B-level goals are goals that we think we can achieve. We have a pretty good idea based on our past experience, our past history, that we could achieve them. The C-level goals, however, are the goals we really want to achieve, but they're the ones that we consider beyond our ability.
Mm.
It's the A and B goals is what most people focus on, and that's the reason come the 1st of February, the 1st of March, you're ready to toss the towel in because you don't have anything to keep you going. It's the C goals that are almost on the level of dream or fantasy or whatever that are so big that sometimes we just give up or don't even address them because they're so far beyond anything we think we could do.
Yeah, I think I was at that stage a couple of years back and writing my first book, Success Bound, and basically it's how to get rid of the fear of failure. That's what was holding me back from really setting those C goals.
Right. Yeah, you shouldn't take a goal because somebody else says you should have it or the culture tells us that this is what successful people have or whatever. You should pick the things that create passion in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's something out there that creates passion in you that you can really get excited about, and there is something, and that's what the second step is, spending the time to identify the thing that's going to create passion in you, the thing that's really what you want. Don't worry when you're in this creation mode, don't worry whether you can do it or not. You know, if you had to know whether you could do it or not, we wouldn't have the automobile today, we wouldn't have the light bulb, we wouldn't have a rocket ship, we wouldn't have anything of significance if it was up to whether or not you could do it.
Amen to that.
So don't choose goals just because you think you could do them. You know, now there's the third step is to do goals that are called what we call SMART goals. And that's called specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time sensitive. A goal has to be specific. If it's not specific, your mind can't focus. Your conscious and unconsciousness can't focus on it. It's got to be specific. Not that I'm going to make more money next year, but how much more money are you going to make next year?
Right.
Or what is your salary going to be? It's got to be measurable. So you got to be specific and measurable. How will you know you achieved your goal if it's not measurable? You know, that's why we have a scoreboard in sports. Just so we know at the end of the game, we can measure, and that's what you got to have with your goals. Man, it's got to be attainable. Now, that sounds like a conflict with what I said about choosing something that's big.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be honest with yourself about what you can reasonably accomplish at this point in your life, but it should be reasonable from a standpoint of your motivation. When I tell people, look at your own motivation when you choose goals. It's okay to have a super huge big goal out there if you're a motivated person. I mean, I would have never told Thomas Edison, who's a guy who went with 2 or 3 hours of sleep a night for years and years and years, I would never tell Thomas Edison, you know, be safe and choose goals that are realistic that you know you can reach. Because I know Thomas Edison's motivation was huge. So be honest with yourself in terms of your motivation, and that's what that's what choose one that's attainable. It's attainable in direct correlation to how much motivation you have. Fourth, it needs to be realistic. Is it a doable, again, going back to, is it doable inside the frame of your motivation?
Right.
And then time. There has to be a time frame associated with the goal. a goal without a date on it is just a dream.
Totally agree.
Okay, it has to
you've
have a date on it.
You've got one more step, fourth step, but before we get to that, I want to leave people hanging here a little bit and welcome on the other people that have joined us late. This is Randy Gilbert on the Inside Success Show. We are sharing inside stories and success secrets with Vic Johnson. He's the founder of the websites asamanthinketh.net, goals2003.com, which we're talking about now, and a couple of others. Vic has literally opened up a treasure chest just full of priceless secrets to success and happiness, so stay here with us on the show.
Hi, I'm Randy Gilbert, and I now make a large part of my living online. You know, people may have been created equal, but not web hosting services. When I discovered Feature Price, I was shocked, excited, and then amazed. No wonder Feature Price is rated number one by TopPostReviews.com. Imagine saving hundreds of dollars with a click of a link. You can by typing in theinsidesuccessshow.com and clicking on the Feature Price logo.
Let's return to the path to triumph with the Inside Success Show.
Vic, let's talk about, before we talk about the fourth part of goals, let's give some information to our listeners. We had already given them asamanthinketh.net and goals2003.com. Is there anything else that we can give them as far as website or contact information that you would like them to have?
MP3motivators.com, and especially for someone who's struggling right now, for someone who, and I like to use the expression, who's at the foot of the cross, which is where I was mm-hmm. 4, 5, 6 years ago. If they go to MP3motivators.com/goto, G-O-T-O, MP3motivators.com/goto, they can download, and that'd be lowercase G-O-T-O.
G-O-T-O, okay.
They can download an MP3 that I share some information that I learned, and I also share some teaching directly from Jim Rohn, directly from Brian Tracy, directly from Bob Proctor, and it's called Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired.
Okay.
So if there's anybody listening, that's something I would recommend, especially at this time of the year. I know that it always was for me during the lean years. You get in the holiday season and you've got a family and you're trying to figure out how you're going to do it, and it can be very discouraging.
Absolutely.
I would encourage them to do that. And, of course, MP3motivators.com has a lot of resources on there. We just added Randy Gage's Prosperity album, which is an outstanding about a 4.5 hour program, which is remarkable, and it's all downloadable, so those are some resources that could help.
Good Okay, well, let's get back to you were sharing there's four steps, and you've got through number three,
the fourth step is one that you can just assign the word accountability to it. And that accountability means a lot of things. It means personal accountability. You could also, I think, substitute the word follow-up in there. You can't just have a set of goals, create a set of goals, without having some type of follow-up. And that's not only follow-up with yourself, but choosing someone or something.
So that's where the coaching comes in.
Well, that's where the coaching comes in, or we're going to introduce some software that we've been testing. We don't manufacture it or... We didn't create it, but it's called Goal Genie, which we found, personally, I've been using it. It helps keep my goals in front of me, keeps me focused on what my vision is and what my goals are for the future. The accountability may just be a person, your best friend, for instance, who you say, look, I want to be accountable to you for these goals that I've set for next year. And so what I'd like to do, I'd like to ask you as a friend to keep me on task, because what we're going to do, maybe get together once a month and have lunch. Here's my goals for the new year. And what I'd like for you to do is just remind me, you know, ask me, keep me on task. You know, when we've got somebody that we have to be accountable to, we're a whole lot more likely to take the action necessary to do something. And that's the value of coaching, quite frankly. That's why coaching is exploding right now, because of the accountability.
And that's a good number of the people that I do coaching for. That's really specifically why. Yeah.
Oh, sure. There's no question about it. It's just having someone else there that can give us some feedback, that can say, hey, you're doing a good job, or wait just a minute, you're a little bit off track, let's get back over here. Or it may be something that's not, in the case of a goal genie where it's more automated, but find something and or someone that will help you follow up so that in March you've still got the same goals that you had in January, that you're still working on those. Because it's what happens to a lot of us. We go through January, and it's funny because they tell you when I belong to a gym that, you go in there in January and you got to wait in line for the equipment. There's all kinds of people in
there.
And then the first part of February frees up a little bit, and then by the end of February, man, it's right back to where it is right now. There's nobody in there.
Right.
And so that's kind of how we are with all of our goals.
We would all do well if we had 12 Januaries.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's look a little bit beyond where we're at right now. And let's talk about the future. And if you could, please, just give us, from your point of view, some insight on the personal development field. You have a website that's with Jim Rohn Coaching, and you've been talking a little bit about coaching. But just about the personal development field itself, where do you see it going?
Well, there's two sides of it. First of all, from a technology side, I think it's going to track what's going on in technology in general. The record companies say that 6 to 7 years that all of our music will be delivered digitally. That there won't be any physical CDs sale or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to download all of your music, and you're going to, of course, everything in the world, wherever you turn, is going to be CD burners or DVD burners or whatever happens to be the technology of the day. But it's all going to be digital. It's all going to be downloadable. So obviously we're a generation, or I'm from a generation that grew up on, tapes, audio tapes, cassette tapes.
The 8-track?
Well, I actually had an 8-track at one time, but never had personal development tapes on 8-track. But that's a generation that I come from, and people are used to that. We're going to see it. We believe in a future where it's all digital, and you'll download it to whatever. Don't whether it'll be a personal computer, it'll be your
wireless
radio or telephone
or
whatever it may be called at that particular point in time.
Okay.
But you take these little tiny MP3 players, you can hold a little Apple iPod in the palm of your hand, has it put 1,000 songs on it, which would be many, many hours of personal development material. You could probably put all of Jim Rohn's material, all of Tony Robbins' material, all of Brian Tracy's material, all of Bob Proctor's material on an Apple iPod and still have room left over.
And
hold it in the palm of your hand. And so that's where we are today. Where are we going to be tomorrow? It's going to be incredible. Now with Wi-Fi, where you can sit, across the room and there's no wires or anything, or not even across the room. I've been in a hotel where I'd be up on the top floor and communicate anywhere in that hotel with my laptop, not connected to the internet, and transfer huge files.
Right.
So we're in an exciting time, and I feel very blessed to be living in a time like that we're living in right now. And then on the other side is, where is personal development itself going, aside from the delivery of it? Where is it going? Well, I see there's a big void out there today for a strong, woman, and we've talked to a lot. We're really looking for that woman who can be the point person, so to speak. If you look at the big folks in personal development today, it's Jim Rohn, it's Tony Robbins, it's Brian Tracy, it's Bob Proctor, it's John Maxwell, and folks like that. Basically because it's a fairly young industry, and basically because up until this point in time, there were not a lot of women attracted to it. But in our business, from our perspective, most of the people we serve are female.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we're looking for that woman who can connect. And there's obviously women in the world who connect with other women in other ways. I mean, a lot of women connect with Oprah. A lot of women, Marianne Williamson on a spiritual standpoint, the lady that does, I can't think of her name now, that does the financial planning stuff, that Susie Orman.
Yep.
You know, but there's just no female Tony Robbins. There's no female Jim Rohn. There's no female Brian Tracy. I think that's going to emerge, and I think when that happens, because let's face it, I mean, it's easier for a woman to relate to the experience of a woman than it is to the experience of a man. So when you've got a woman out there in the personal development field who is looked up to by, you know, the women in the world and mentors a generation of women, I think you're going to see the industry just explode, and a lot of people who were not previously attracted to the industry will be attracted. But I think more and more, Randy, my experience is there are a lot of people out there searching for answers. And
absolutely.
I think the more,
and if there are some listeners that they feel that passion in their heart, a woman listener especially, then this is an opening. It's an open door, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I've preached that gospel because I'm really trying to find the woman or women who will pick up that torch and carry it and be the leaders in this industry to do that, because I think there's a very special place and just a great calling for the woman who can deliver that. And I'm not saying there aren't women in personal development. There are. There just aren't any who have achieved and attained the mentoring level that I think is necessary to relate worldwide to the women out there who really need someone in our industry at that level. I think that's one thing. And then I think you've got just more and more people out there looking, out there searching for the answers. And when they're searching and when they're looking, a lot of times they'll get attracted to an industry like what we have. So,
right, right.
You know, I think it's certainly an industry that's on the growth curve. And,
well, good
and,
point. And
yeah.
How about yourself? Just real quickly, we're down to the last 5 minutes or so. How about yourself for the future? Do you see yourself staying on the internet and doing what you're doing now, or branching out a little bit more?
Well, I don't think there's any other place to be personally. I mean, I've had brick and mortar businesses before, but I think the internet's where it's at. That's the future of not just this industry or this business, but business and industry, period.
Okay.
So I'm certainly, I have a stake in the internet. I'm certainly invested there, and I'll be there, and I believe until the day they carry me out. You know, I'm probably going to step up my speaking schedule, and I may do some more things offline, but I'm,
okay,
you know, first and foremost.
Well, are you speaking now?
Oh yeah, I've been speaking
if
for
quite a few
years.
If someone wants to book you, can you give your phone number or
they can
or
send
email
me an
address?
Email. They can send me an email at vic@mp3motivators.com and vic@mp3motivators.com. And you know it, but you know, I think the future is the internet, and certainly that's where our focus is.
Good. Good. Okay, well, we're down to the last few moments. Is there any other inside success secrets that you might want to share with our listeners?
Well, I think probably, Randy, the biggest thing that really struck me when I went through the major growth, I hope I'm still growing. I'm certainly trying to grow, and I still struggle, and I hope that I'll always struggle. But when I was going through my major growth period, I think something that was very enlightening and illuminating to me as I began to study people that were successful is that everyone, virtually everyone who's anybody, who's ever been successful at anything, has been through what the saint called, I think Saint John of the Cross called, the dark night of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it just looks so bleak, when it just looks so bad. I mean, Mark Victor Hansen was bankrupt 20 years ago. Robert Kiyosaki was living in his car 15 years ago.
Yep.
And I could go on and on and on and on and on and on. Jim Carrey, who, you know, is probably one of the highest paid, if not highest paid, actors in Hollywood today, he was living in his car not too long ago. You go on and on and on and on. We've all been there. And I think when you're there, sometimes you think you're the only one in the world that's there. And you think that there's just no way that you'll ever get out of it. But when you know other people have been there, and when you know other people can have found a way out. And I heard something that's very, very simple wisdom that you know, that I've just taken to heart and that I believe in, and that is if you find someone who's been successful and you study what they did and you do what they did, you'll get what they've got.
That's right. Right, NLP is based on that. Well, you are such an inspiration, and what you were just saying is exactly the reason why we have the Inside Success Show, is that people can hear what has happened to others and relate to what where they've been and then see the light to see how they possibly can get out of it.
That's what it's all about.
That's right. Well, Vic, you've been really very, very generous with your time. You've given me and our listeners just tremendous information, valuable inside success tips and strategies for reaching their goals, achieving success and happiness. I want to thank you on behalf of all of our listeners for being our guest. You were wonderful, and we hope that you're going to be able to do this again in the future.
I would look forward to it, and thanks a lot, Randy, for honoring us with this invitation.
You're very welcome, and let's go through those websites again. We have asamanthinketh.net, goals2003.com, and then we have jimrohncoaching.com. Do you want to spell that one for us?
jimrohncoaching.com.
Okay, and then we have mp3motivators.com. Is that it?
That's it.
Perfect. Wow. Well, thank you very much. And for all our listeners, we have sponsors for this show, and they're the ones that help to bring it to you. And so we'd ask that you would go to our internet site, theinsidesuccessshow.com, and go there and sign up for the newsletter. Get As a Man Thinketh that, from signing up for the newsletter. You can download that from our website and also see that we have the SuccessNet, Guerrilla Marketing Bombshells, Ezine Blaze, Feature Price, Cash Evolution, and Web Marketing Magic for you to make use of. This is Randy Gilbert bringing you the Inside Success Show, and we are all looking forward to having Dan Ardrow and an extraordinary co-host back on the show with us next week. Until then, blue skies and rainbows to you, and again, thank you very much, Vic.
Thank you, Randy.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Randy Gilbert, author of Success Bound, Breaking Free of Mediocrity. I've known the pain of mediocrity and of living a dull and unrewarding life with no purpose and no prosperity. I was acting happy, but not being happy. The fear of failure was causing me to fail in life. Then I discovered the incredible power of proactive thinking. It was like finding the cure for cancer. Like a butterfly, my life was immediately transformed. I became Dr. Proactive. I'm speaking to you as a friend. Don't settle for mediocrity. You can do anything, be anybody, and have anything. Success Bound contains the secrets of how to live a proactive life. Type in Success Bound at Amazon.com and read how dozens of people just like you have been transformed by reading my book. Get Success Bound and you'll step into a whole new world of healing, prosperity, and joy.
Tune in again next week for more down-to-earth information aimed at helping you achieve a more rewarding, proactive life with the Inside Success Show.